I'm Joe Getz, and this is the May 2013 edition of VPR Classical's Student Composer Showcase in collaboration with MusicComp, Music Composition Online Mentoring Program. And my guest this month here in the studio with a work for string quartet is Jacob Morton Black. He's a senior at Colchester High School. Jacob, welcome to Vermont Public Radio.
Hi, Joe.
Well, tell us about yourself a little bit. I know you're a horn player and you play in the Vermont Youth Orchestra, and you're also a member of a horn club. So what's up with the horn club?
Well, I'm a member of the Green Mountain Horn Club, run by Alan Parsley, and we play in the community, and it's a great way to meet fellow Vermont hornists and spread the horn music throughout the Green Mountains.
And what has been your favorite thing that you've played on the horn so far in your life?
I think right now in VYO we're actually playing Paul Hindemith's Symphonic Metamorphosis, that has a really great horn part.
Before we get to your string quartet, some exciting news for the 250th anniversary of the founding of Colchester, or the incorporation of Colchester. I'm not sure what the technical term is, but you're writing a piece that'll be performed by the combined choirs and bands of the Colchester High School and the Colchester Community Chorus and Band. So tell us about that piece and when that's going to be played.
Well, the piece is entitled Towards Familiar Shores, and like just said, it's for combined high school and community band with the combined high school and community choirs, and I'm very excited because it's kind of a great way to commemorate an event is to have a piece written for it, and I'm really excited to be working with Carol Reichard, who's going to be directing, and all the teachers and all the students especially and all the community members. So it's going to be played 7:30 p.m. at the Colchester High School Gymnasium on May 31st. So if you're looking to celebrate, come out and have a listen.
And it is for choir, which implies there are some words. Are you the writer of the libretto, as it would be, or did you take the text from somewhere else, or what's the story with that?
Actually, my neighbor, Paige Hockey, wrote a poem, and the poem's going to be featured in the program, but I used her words, and they were wonderful words. So the music really fit what she wrote, and I was really excited to use those words. So.
And next year, you're going to be matriculating as a freshman at Ithaca. And that's a great music school. What made you choose Ithaca? Because I'm sure there were other schools on your radar.
Well, I chose Ithaca especially because I'm really excited to work with Dana Wilson, who's their composer there, and their horn professor, Alexander Shuhan. So I'm really looking forward to learning a lot from Dana and learning a lot from Alex and really, really improving as a musician. So.
And you want to focus on composition especially?
Yes, especially composition.
And what field in composition do you really see yourself going into? Do you have a specific career track in mind? Film scoring, maybe just concert music, a little combination of both, something else?
I'm really looking for concert music, but my real ambition is to actually become a conductor. So I'm working in composition, and then I'm going to try and move into conducting for graduate school. So we'll see how it works, but I hope it'll work out.
Well, last month with Justin Gates, we featured a string quartet written last summer. And this piece that we're going to hear in a few minutes is for string quartet as well. And you were part of the same program, the String Quartet Project with Music Comp, Eric Nielsen, and Burlington Ensemble. And the piece is called Chapter 1, Bar 60. First of all, what's in a name?
Well, the name Chapter 1, Bar 60, I chose Chapter 1 first because I really envisioned this piece being part of a larger movement, so Chapter 1 being the first chapter, and Bar 60 because it ends at Bar 60. There's only 60 measures in the piece. So I'm not one for titles, but I kind of chose this because, people ask, why'd you choose the title? And I thought it was an interesting way to capture the piece.
And the piece was played by Burlington Ensemble in April as part of the closing concert of their 90-10 series. And I was there, and you were there too, and we already knew we were going to be doing this. And I remember when it was over, I turned around to you because you were sitting a few rows behind, and I said, yep, we'll use this one.
Yeah.
And it's a really great piece, and it's a big contrast, I think, from Justin's piece from last month. His very direct in its harmonic language, not static harmonically, but very much centered around G, I feel like it was. Yours, though, doesn't seem to have a tonal center. And I'm not, and that's not a judgment of any kind. It's just a comparison. It reminded me a lot of the string quartet of Samuel Barber, for instance. Some of the other Americans who were writing quartets around that time, like Walter Piston and others. Were there any influences on you when you were formulating the ideas for this piece?
I was actually listening a lot to some Schoenberg. I was in kind of a Schoenberg kick, but that string quartet, I was really looking to expand my compositional vocabulary and kind of, like you said, going outside the box harmonically. And I think I achieved that, and I'm trying to work that into my other compositions. So it was really a great kind of self-exploration for me. And I'm learning how to apply that to the rest of my pieces. So.
But it wasn't necessarily atonal, but it was very chromatic, almost very searching. It was almost like you were trying to dabble in different colors on the palette, and just really couldn't decide on which one. And then it just turned into this really nice kind of impressionist sort of watercolor musical moment. Am I waxing too poetic?
No, that sounds great.
Okay, good. Yeah, put that on the liner notes for when it gets recorded.
Yeah.
Eventually, just as long as you credit me. But no, it's in all seriousness, it's a really, really neat piece of music. I was sitting there listening to it and thinking, wow, I can't believe that a high schooler wrote this.
Thank you.
It's incredibly profound, I think. Anything else you'd like to say about the piece before we hear it?
Not much. I just hope people enjoy it. So.
Well, congratulations on your success, and obviously we wish you all the best in the future. Good luck at Ithaca. And now let's hear your piece, Chapter 1, Bar 60, played by musicians from Burlington Ensemble on the first weekend of April 2013. Sophia Hirsch and Michael Dabrowski, violinists, Elizabeth Reed, viola, and Ariana Falk, cello. Thank you.